Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, I'm going to share with you guys how to buy more time in your day. So I'm going to share with you some of my life hacks, some of the things I do to make sure I'm blocking my time, and just things to overall stay more organized. As you guys know, I have three kids. I am the COO of Burn Bootcamp. I've got a couple other businesses that Devin and I run on the side, and I'm just a busy person, but I thrive off of being busy. I really wouldn't have it any other way. But, you know, as more and more has come onto my plate, I've realized that I need to be very intentional about how I plan my day, how I plan my week, and even my month to make sure that I am getting everything accomplished and I'm not dropping the ball anywhere. But with that being said, I want you all to know that I'm not perfect. I get asked all the time, how do you do it all? And the reality is I don't do it all. I do a lot, that's for sure. But there's constant times, constant days that I'm like, oh, I wish I had more hours in the day to stay at work, or I wish I had more hours in the day to be at home with the kids. And I'm constantly trying to strike the right balance between being a mom, being a wife, being a business owner, being a friend, and all the other things that are on my plate. So it is a constant a work in progress. But I have some good tips that I have come across along the way. So definitely want to share them with you today to hopefully help you buy more time in your day. So number one, first day of the month, I kind of go through my calendar and I look at the things or the events or the birthdays that I know that we have. And I make sure I'm kind of preparing for them, whether that means making sure I'm getting presents or making sure I have a babysitter if Devin and I have an event. And so first thing I do kind of outside of the work-related day-to-day stuff is look at the big picture. What do I have going on that month and how do I need to prepare for it? Is it on my calendar? Is it on Devin's calendar? Which I'll share a little bit more here in a little bit. But that's the first thing, is identify those. And then, you know, one thing I do is every weekend, every Sunday, I go through my entire week and I look at all the meetings I have. I look at what time I have my nanny coming and leaving. I look at what activities the kids have. And then I also share a calendar with Devin so I know what days I can expect him to be home early, what days I can expect him to be home late. And I really just visualize what my Monday through Friday looks like. And I start from there. So I first need to look and say, how can I prepare best for this week? What is my day-to-day going to look like? Am I going to need to have a babysitter, or what kind of food am I going to have? Or are we going to get takeout this night? So I literally visualize my day every day on a Sunday of what Monday through Friday is going to look like. And then I write down all of my to-dos, all the things that are only Morgan can do, only Morgan to do, or conversations that only Morgan can have. So that's number one, is really starting your week, sitting down with yourself first, planning things out. And then what I've found is communicating with Devin then. What exactly do I need from him based on what I just did, based on what events I have going on? So for an example, I have an event this Thursday evening, and I looked at my calendar on Sunday. I realized that I had that, and I said, hey, Devin, Thursday night, I need you home at this time to help get the kids to bed. Like, what do you need from me? Are we good? Boom, let's move on. So now it's in his calendar that he has to be home, and it's something that I don't have to worry about last minute. So at the beginning of the week, I sit down, I figure that out with myself, then I ask my spouse what I need from him, how I need him to support me, and then I make sure that if there's anything he's got going on, that we've communicated it. This way, you don't have anything coming up last minute that you have to plan for, and let's be honest, that stresses us all out. So that has really helped me, is kind of setting that goal list, that priority list in the beginning of the week, and so Monday morning, I hit the office, and I'm ready to go. Now, from there, I also am doing that daily, right? So I'm a big list person. So some of you might be like an iPhone list. I'm literally a pen and paper, and I like to write things down every single day and cross them off my list. So every meeting I go to, I'm bringing my notebook, and I hate writing notes on my computer. Like, I like to just be in the moment with my notebook. So that's what I do every day. So given my meeting schedule, what my nanny schedule looks like, I obviously know what my day looks like, and I know what times I have free. I always book my workout in there, which is another good tip. Make sure you're always booking your workouts to get it done. But I'm looking at my day, I'm looking at what I need to do, and I'm making sure that I'm blocking off my time so meetings don't get scheduled. Or if you're not someone that's in a lot of meetings, I personally find that it's best to still block off times, you know, to do the things that you have on your list. So that way you feel very certain that you have given yourself enough time to accomplish that task versus just kind of hitting things here and there and working on it a little bit. I like to work on a task, complete it, and then move on to the next. So time blocking helps me a lot in that capacity. Okay, so we've talked about every month figuring out what big events you have, and then every week figuring out what events you have that week, communicating it with your spouse, communicating it with your calendar, and writing things down, communicating with whatever other help that you may have, whether it's a nanny, whether it's a babysitter, whether it's a mother-in-law. And so that kind of gets you through that day-to-day daily task list. The other thing that really has helped me, and I've been doing this for probably 4 years now, is I share a calendar with Devin. Granted, we both work at the same place, so we both are on Outlook, and it's very easy to share a calendar. Prior to that, we just shared our iPhone calendar. So I actually see what his meetings look like. He sees what my meetings look like, although I doubt he ever looks, because let's be honest, men just live in their own time zone. Love you, babe. But I can kind of see also what he's got going on, and then what I've got going on. I just make it a point to make my own appointments in his calendar if I need him home at a certain time or if we have an event to go to, because he is somebody that absolutely follows his schedule as well. So you have to figure out what works for your partner. Are they someone that does work off a list, or do they work off a post-it note on the microwave, or do they work off their calendar as well? And then therefore, how can you kind of lean into whatever their best communication method is? That's what just works for us. And so that's why we share a calendar, because we're both calendar people. But definitely do what works for you guys. So the next thing I do is meal prepping. So I'm going to talk about two things I do for meal prep. One is, I've talked about this a lot, and I swear to God I'm not sponsoring, or this is not an ad whatsoever, but when the pandemic hit, I started getting HelloFresh meals and Home Fresh meals. Okay, I tried both services. Right now I'm just sticking with Home Fresh, but I get meals delivered for three times a week. And so I'll either prep like one of those on a Sunday, or throughout the week, I know that I have dinner and I just need to prep it really quick. And usually they take about 45 minutes from start to finish. And the great thing is, I don't have to worry about additional ingredients at the grocery store. I don't have to worry about, you know, portion sizes. It's literally all in the bag. And so I make those, and that really helps me stay on track. But then outside of that, on Sunday, again, Sunday is my planning day, I'll look at my Home Chef menu and be like, okay, what meals am I getting this week? And then what food do I need to kind of fill in the gaps? And then I'll create my grocery list, and I do the pull-up service, right? And so sometimes I'll do Shipt, but sometimes I really hate paying the surcharge on that. So I'll just do our local grocery store, Harris Teeter, has an app I can order, and I've paid this like year subscription, and I literally drive up and I get all my groceries put into my back seat. So that's what I do on Sunday as well, is I plan what food I'm going to need, what food I'm getting from the meal prep service, and what are dinners going to look like for our week. That's one way that's bought me a lot of time, because it takes the guesswork out of it. I'm such a routine person. My kids are very routine. So I know that if we're out of, you know, their stuff, I just need to stock up on that. Fruits, vegetables, breakfast food, and then meal prepping for lunches and dinners is something that I plan out at least on Sundays. Saves me so much time during the week. And also I don't eat out, and I'm eating somewhat healthy still, which is awesome. Then I've got two more things, you guys, two more things that have helped me. In the morning is very chaotic with three kids. So we pick out their clothes the night before. Sometimes I'll let Cameron do it. Sometimes I'll do it. And then when she wakes up in the morning, before she can leave the room, she actually gets her clothes on. So she dresses herself. Thank God she's almost five and she can do that now. But if your kids can't dress themselves, at least you're getting it done before you even leave their bedroom in the morning when you go wake them up. This just takes one more step out of it. Because let's be honest, it takes time to go back upstairs. You know, once they've been down and ate breakfast, go back upstairs, get their clothes on. It's just something that you don't have to think about. So picking out clothes for them at night has been something that works really well for us. Again, then my daughter knows exactly what she needs to wear the next day and she actually does it for her. So I do that. And then occasionally I'll pick out my outfit. I'm not going to lie. My wardrobe's pretty basic and it's pretty nice owning a fitness company because I wear workout clothes every day. And those aren't so hard to, you know, to pick out in the morning. It's pretty much what leggings am I going to wear and what tank top am I going to wear. But definitely on the days that maybe I have a meeting or maybe I want to look a little bit nicer, I will pick my clothes out the night before. Again, just takes the guesswork out of it. And let's be honest, like sometimes we try on a million clothes in the morning because we don't feel good, we don't look good. So I challenge you to just wear whatever you pick out, own it, rock it, save the time, walk out, and get started with your day. All right, guys, so just to recap here, something that you can start doing today is looking at your month, understanding what big events you have going on, how can you prepare for them, and then break it down into weeks. And every week, set your week right on a Sunday. What do you need to do to prepare for the week from a work perspective, from a child perspective, from a nutrition perspective? What days are you going to work out? Put it on your calendar. And then meal prep. Meal prep, meal prep, meal prep. Understand, you know, what meals you need to get, what groceries you need to get, and go get it so you're set for the week and you're not wasting that time. And then pick out your clothes. Pick out your clothes the night before. Save those extra couple minutes to do something for yourself or to get your workout in or to get to work a little bit earlier. So I hope this helps, guys. I would love for you to share your hacks with me. So make sure you're following me on Instagram, morgan.a.klein. I'm going to get there and start some conversation around what you guys do to save time so we can all help each other together. So thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.